There's nothing new under the sun, right? There's nothing new going on in the world, right? It's the same old, isn't it? But I'm hoping that something new is going on in our lives every day, every second of every day, and that God is blessing his people beyond measure. So much being said and some false and some true, and we have to have discernment, and we have to know which is which. All right? And we need to be asking God for perfect wisdom every day so that we can comprehend what is of God and what is not. Because the enemy is trying right now to deceive the children of God and making them believe things that are true that are not true. And these are our vessels, right? We have to take care of these vessels, right? And we have to make sure we are in right standing with God so that we are not led astray at this given time. This is a prophetic word that was released to somebody else, but I know it's of God. And because I have a few teachings that I'm going to do Sunday, so when I ran across this, I know this is the vein that God's moving in. And God said, I'm releasing my firebrands. Nate Johnson said, well, recently while in worship, I was talking to the Lord when this prophetic flow began to come forth. He said, God, I see the firebrands rising up. God, I see the hot coals being released. What am I seeing, Lord? What is it that you would say to this generation? God says, come out and be separated. That is a very important statement. Come out and be separated. For I am removing, why? For I am removing the bales from the lips of this generation. I am in this hour putting fresh hot coals on the tongues of my people that you have been afraid to speak, that have been muzzled, that have felt the spirit of Python around their necks, choking them into submission and silence. I want to read that again because some of us are there. He said, God says, come out and be separated, for I am removing the bales from the lips of this generation. I am in this hour putting fresh hot coals on the tongues of my people that have been afraid to speak, that have been muzzled, that have felt the spirit of Python around their necks, choking them into submission and silence. A lot of you are going to find yourself not being afraid to speak anymore. You know, before you hear something, but you're afraid it wasn't God, or you're afraid you hurt somebody's feelings. But in this right now, what's going on is God is releasing you to speak what thus saith the Lord. Are you listening here? And God said you have to do it with total abandonment. You cannot walk in any type of fear of what people will say or what people will think. You just have to be a vessel of honor that God can speak through. How many of you right now, just think about this, how many of you right now you're hearing more deeper prophetic words from God? He's taking you into a deeper level with him, and what he's speaking is things that you've never heard him speak to you before. And God is giving us deeper revelation, and I don't know about you, but I'm totally standing in awe at what God is saying to me and revealing to me at this given hour. It's really things that he's never spoken to me about before. And so I know that God, he's doing a brand new thing right now. And I want each one of you to be encouraged and really listen for the voice of the Lord. And don't be upset with what you hear. And don't think, well, God, is that really you? You know God's voice. So you let God speak to you because he's going to use you to speak to the nations. Then God said, who will choose me? This is a generation that has been conflicted, a generation that has felt confused because the spirit of the age has been blinding them and choking them into submission. In this hour, I'm confronting the fear of man and pouring out my spirit upon them. I am looking to and fro around the earth for a generation who will choose me over the crowd, who will choose the secret place over the public space. I'm looking for those who would lay down their earthly crowns and reputations to follow me. Will you lay down your earthly crowns for me? Will you stop trying to appease man and culture? this is very serious that you need to answer these questions to yourself, to God. Who are those who will follow me into the new wineskin? Who will leave the old manna behind? Who will forfeit the reputation that was built on the old foundations, which now are in ruins, and build the new thing with me? Who will lay down their earthly crowns and pick up their new mantles? Who will press against the fear of man and lean into the fear of the Lord? Who will love not their lives unto death? I just want to share something here with you right now. God so desires to take us into the heavenly realm and to give us fresh revelation knowledge of what is going to occur on the land. He spoke this to me last night. He said, I'm ready now to take my people into the secret place and show them what's coming down the road. And then they will in turn reveal it to the church. So this is where God has taken you. Like, you know, God will tell me, like he says, the Statue of Liberty is going to come down. You know, just little tidbits like that. He calls them nuggets of gold. You know, he's going to tell you these types of things. And if you want to share, fine. Or if you just say, well, I don't know if that's God or not, just hold it to yourself, whatever. But be sure you write down these little things that God's shown you, because they are special events. It's events that's going to happen real soon, and he wants you to know about it before it ever happens. All right? God said, for this is an hour where my firebrands will be raised up to clear away the cobwebs of the old wineskin. Remove the shackles off of my people and lead them into the new. They will be given the building plans to establish and build what is on my heart to build. They will confront the places of desolation and ruin, and in its midst they will build foundations for my church to build upon. This is a generation marked for holiness. This is a generation marked for such an outpouring as an unusual revival. It's going to be an unusual revival. God keeps saying this revival is not the way we think it's going to be. This is going to be a revival that's never happened before. And so we need to quit. Look, you know, everybody looks back at what happened in the revivals in the past. We need to not do that. We need to just stay on course with God and let him do this revival the way he wants to. Because when you go back and start, you know, I've noticed a lot of people have done that. When you go back and start looking at how the other revivals were brought forth, then you try to bring them forth like that those old ones, and God is not doing anything the same way. All right? Say, well, this is the way it used to be, so this is the way it's going to happen. That is not true. And I don't even know how it's going to happen, but I know it's going to be so totally different that it's going to blow our minds. All right, and God told me that there was an exodus out of sin into holiness. And he says here, this is a generation marked for holiness. See that? Well, you're not going to find the mixture in the church like you used to. People are going to come into the house of God walking in holiness, in purity. And it's going to bring such an anointing from heaven through the atmosphere, the darkness in the atmosphere, and come down and hit the people and totally and completely changed them in an instant. I just heard that, so I thought I'd tell you. All right. This is an hour of deliverance for my church. It's an hour of invitation. I'm delivering them from every single mind-blinding spirit that has been tormenting them. Every spirit of slander and assassination that has been relentlessly attacking them, and every single voice of conflict and confusion that warred against their minds and their peace and robbed them of vision and future. Some of you here in this can say, amen. You'll be so happy when that comes. And God just spoke to me this afternoon. He said, I am going to come in a split second and rip those spirits right out of the people. Going to just yank them right out and set them totally and completely free. So I don't know about you, but I am waiting for that moment. You know, these people we've been praying for, or even the people on the streets or in the drug cities, or the alcoholics, he's just going to come. People aren't going to be praying for them. God's just going to come by and just yank it right out. And I'm hearing God say he's the God of the suddenlies, and he's going to do a lot of suddenlies even in our lives. You know, we're walking in holiness, we're walking with God, but he's going to do a lot of suddenlies in our lives that we need done. And suddenly he's going to just yank the devil right away from us, and the devil will no longer be able to torment us in any way, shape, or form. And he's also saying that Exodus out of darkness is coming upon the land. All right, guys, I am right now dealing with this spirit, and I am leading my people out of the old wineskin into something fresh and new. They're going to feel their spirits burning with delight again. I don't know about you, but that made me get excited. They are going to feel the fresh wind of my spirit come out of their mouths and authority come back on their lips. Won't that be wonderful? We won't have any more of this, you know, doubt and unbelief, but we know, we will know that we know that we know, and it's going to come forth out of our mouth, and it's going to penetrate the atmosphere, and all hell is going to tremble, because at this that given moment, hell knows it's lost its hold upon the world. Amen. They will feel passion arise from the depths of their hearts again, as they did in the beginning. I am restoring what has been stolen and robbed from my people, because the spirit of the age came to steal the fire of my people. But in this hour, I'm baptizing my church afresh. I'm leading them into the threshing floor where they will leave every old tattered rag behind, and they'll pick up their zeal again. They will burn with a zeal that they've not felt in years. All right, let's just stop there. He said, I am restoring what has been stolen and robbed from my people, because the spirit of the age came to steal the fire of my people. Some of us can say that Satan truly did steal the fire of God out of us. And then he came, and then after he stole the fire, then he came with his tormenting spirits to torment us with our past. And even torment us with what's going on around about us. The things we had taken our eyes off of, we now put our eyes back on those things. And what he's doing is trying to make us go backward, trying to stop us in our tracks, trying to keep us from fulfilling the calling that God has upon our lives. I mean, you know, the enemy is, he's in there tormenting the church because he's trying to steal back what he lost. And he's going to come at you with everything that he used to get you in the first place. So it's up to us to either we let him do that or don't allow him to do that. Amen. It's time for the zeal to return to my church, where they've traded zeal for compromise and appeasing the masses. They will drop their compromise and they'll pick up their zeal. They'll speak my truth and reveal my heart in an hour when the earth needs to know my heart, and they will not hold back, and you will not hold back. Get excited, guys. What the enemy meant for your harm, God is turning around for your good and his glory, and what he planned for your life is not going to happen. God's plans for your life are coming forth. It doesn't matter how much he's beating you over the head right now. He has already lost the battle. And God is already bringing us back. He's already started to bring us back, and he's going to fulfill all the promises that he's given us. He's going to fulfill every one of them. I don't care if it's with your own life, with a member of your family or friends, God is going to fulfill everything he promised. We know that he's not a man that he should lie, right? All right. The fear of man is right now breaking off of your life. And my zeal is branding you deeply. I am forging you right now into a weapon of truth of my heart that will pierce through the noise. I know the opinions and mudslinging of the mob has been relentless. And you had to stay at my feet to keep your purity and peace. But I don't want you to hold back your tongue when I've anointed you to be my herald in this hour. Let's read this again, because some of you have been bombarded with this. The fear of man is right now breaking off of your life, and my zeal is branding you deeply. I am forging you right now into a weapon of truth of my heart that will pierce through the noise. I know the opinions and mudslinging of the mob has been relentless. We've been going through that. And you had to stay at my feet to keep your purity and peace. But I don't want you to hold back your tongue when I've anointed you to be my herald in this hour. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how people belittle you. You have to speak what God is saying. Are you listening? You can't hold back any longer. You can't be afraid of what people are going to say or what they're going to think about you. Jesus wasn't afraid, was he? He just did what the Father told him to do. A lot of people talked about him. They left him. And even his own brothers ridiculed him. But he stayed the course. And that's what God wants us to do, stay the course. God said, I'm raising up my firebrands right now for places of influence. See that? For places of influence. Where once their words fell on deaf ears, now I will cause the seats and places of impact to be handed over to them. Where the occupiers have bowed to the spirit of the age, they will now take the keys and reveal my heart and truth. They will burn with my zeal and ignite a generation being led into compromise back into my fiery gaze. God is using you guys already and you don't even understand it. He's really revealing deep things to you, and maybe you just aren't hearing his voice, but that say, God, I really need to hear your voice more clearly. Because believe me, God is speaking volumes right now, but are we listening? Are we being encouraged by what God is saying to us? Or are we letting the world still keep us down? Come on. God has called us out of sin into holiness and righteousness. He's called us to be firebrands. And I think it was 2005, I taught about firebrands. God is still doing the same thing today that he did back then. He's still encouraging us. He's still pulling us forward. When are we going to really grab hold of this and understand what God is calling us to do and then walk in it? Think about that. Walk in it. In John 2:17, it says, his disciples remembered that it is written, zeal for your house will consume me. No longer just coming in the house of God will be a drudgery. You'll want to come to the house of God. You won't be able to wait until the doors are open and you can come into the house of God. Won't that be wonderful? And when we sing and praise, we'll dance and shout and clap like they do in the videos we watch. Because we'll be glad to be in the house of God and we'll be glad to worship and praise him. God said, yes, this is a changing of the guard hour, where the old wineskin is being removed and those who have refused to follow my spirit and pick up the new mantle will hand over their reins to the fiery ones. See them? The fiery ones really are the ones that are out in the world right now that God's going to clean up and bring in. Those who love mixture will eat the fruit of it. Those who love righteousness will see it exalt a nation. In Proverbs 14:34 said, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin condemns any people. Then God said, my heart is on the nations. I see the day of trouble rearing its head and the darkness trying to cast its shadow on their future. Did you just hear that? Look what God said, my heart is on the nations. And who are the nations? The people. I see the day of trouble rearing its head and the darkness trying to cast its shadow on their future. But my firebrands will point the lost back to me and the hope I am leading them into. Nations will rage and kingdoms will rise up, but I will not let my people fall. My firebrands will restore hope and break the sleeping church out of their early death. They must arise for the hour, for the revealing of my glory is here. Come on, guys. You be the firebrands. Don't make God go out there and get somebody off the street to take your place. You be the one that yields to God and does all the things that God is calling you forth to do. You be the one. You've sat in church long enough now that you should be a firebrand. That God shouldn't have to beg you to be a firebrand. That you're just so consumed with the love of God and the righteousness of God that you just want to do anything that God wants to do. Your plans for your life mean absolutely nothing to you. because you're just so excited with what God is going to do with you. Where am I at, Barbara? My firebrands will restore hope. Is that where I'm at? No? Oh, okay. I will break off every muzzle. I am breaking off every muzzle that has been around your neck. And you will speak my heart with a conviction that will break off the blindfolds of a generation lost in the woods, looking for acceptance, looking for identity, looking for belonging, looking for a father. They are looking for me, and you will lead them to me. Come on. Are you having dreams and visions? God's given dreams and visions right now. And God's even waking people up in the middle of the night and speaking to them. Since my children don't go to bed till 5, at 3 o'clock I'm up. You know, and so he just speaks volumes to me at that time. I mean, you know, he just has so much to reveal. And he'll talk to you about anything in your life. He'll tell you about your own personal life, about your family. He'll talk to you about what's going on in nations. God is speaking volumes right now. Believe me, you don't want him to be quiet again. We want him to continue to speak volumes to us. All right, he's separating the celebrities from the surrendered. Then God said, the new wine is being poured out. Will you pour it out with me? Will you administer my healing balm with me? Will you get back your fire and roaring voice for me? Will you surrender all apathy and open your mouth and let my hot coals hit your lips? Are you answering those questions? The new wine is being poured out. Will you pour it out with me? Will you administer my healing balm with me? Will you get back your fire and roaring voice for me? Will you surrender all apathy and open your mouth and let my hot coals hit your lips? For in this hour I am separating the celebrities from the surrendered. Those who are after their own kingdom and seeking to maintain the reputation will find their reward, but will stay stuck in the old wineskin. But those who choose me and me alone will find their rewards in me. This is an hour I am turning over the tables of the manufactured, and where my house has lost sight of the gospel, and in its place I will build and establish my family. God is trying with everything in him to build a true family in his houses. He's trying to bring unity and love like he never has before, because he has to have unity and we have to have a foundation of love for God to use us. And I'm hearing God say, you are not walking in the full capacity of what God has given you to walk in. You're only walking in half of it. And God wants you to open up your mind tonight, and he wants you to walk in the full capacity of what he's spoken to you that you are going to do for him in this lifetime, not in the hereafter. And God said, you will walk in peace, and you will walk in authority all the days of your life as you surrender everything to me and walk with me and help me to bring this nation to where I would have it to be. Those of you in here that are cold, not yet really so completely, totally sold out to God, God is saying, I want you tonight. I want your heart 100%, just not half of it. But I want your heart 100%. And he's saying, bring the zeal of the Lord back into your life first, and then bring it into my house. This is an hour I am turning over the tables of the manufactured, where my house has lost sight of the gospel, and in its place I will build and establish my family. Even right now I am pouring out my spirit upon you and baptizing you in my fire, and zeal and courage will come upon you. Where yesterday you were wallowing in fears, muzzled and scattered, you will now feel like a roar of a lion will come upon your spirit, and your odyssey into the heavy call upon your life will begin. Tonight, God wants to do that to you. It won't be popular, it won't tickle ears, but you won't ever again feel conflicted or confused about where you are called to be. You know, I feel very sad for people who won't let people walk their own walk with God. And they're always trying to tell you what church you should go to, you know, what songs you should sing, how loud you should pray, or how often you should pray. And, you know, if everybody just keep their nose in their own face, and you walk out your salvation, and quit looking at what the brother or the sister is doing, and, you know, if you think a person's not where they should be, you need to be praying, not trying to talk them out of being where they should be. You know, if God reveals to me that somebody is going the wrong road, I don't go to them and start, you know, talking them about the wrong road they're on. I hand them over to God, and I say, God, only you can, you know the deep secrets of the heart, and only you can change this person. Are you understanding this? But instead, we're always trying to tell somebody else how to do. All right, let's just say we're always trying to tell somebody else how to pray. I'm always trying to tell you to clap your hands. I'm always trying to tell you to dance. You know, that. You know, I'm not the one that puts a dance in your feet. I'm not. I'm not the one that drops anointing on your feet to dance. I'm not the one that drops anointing on your hands to clap. God is. The Holy Spirit is. So if you don't dance or you don't clap, then you haven't been anointed to do so. And it's not up to me to keep badgering you, and I repent. You know? And, you know, some people say, well, you need to go to church every time the door's open. Do you really? I don't know. You know, that's my conviction. I shouldn't put my conviction on you. But you better be here every time the door's open. Otherwise, I'll just have empty chairs, right? But we just really need to, because what we're doing really when we're trying to tell somebody else where they should go to church and what they should do, we're pushing them away from God. We're not allowing them to be their own person seeking out their own salvation. We're trying to do their salvation for them. And this isn't what God wants. And the only way we're going to be able to do what God wants us to do is tonight to let Him baptize us in this zeal. He wants to baptize us in. And you know, and what God has showed me last night is that we are not long-suffering enough. You know, with people we're praying for and people we're mentoring or ministering to, we are not long-suffering enough. We're wanting them to do it now. And, you know, and there's things that they're trying to work through. You know, there's things inside them that you don't know anything about. And they're trying to work through these things. And if you just pray for them and love them, they'll get through it in God's timing, in their timing. All right? And God said we have to quit slapping people on the wrist when we think they're not doing what we think God wants them to do. You know, unless you're a true prophet of God and God's shown you what He's doing with somebody's life, you need to quit sticking your nose into their life and just hold them up before the Father. All right? You know, when Don first started coming here, and I'd watch him, and God said, you watch him, I'm going to change him. And, you know, and so I didn't say anything to Don, but I've been watching Don, and God is changing him into the vessel He wants him to be. Because I don't know what that vessel is. I don't know what's hindering him because God hasn't told me and I haven't asked. I really don't care. You know, I have enough on my plate without taking your plate also. And I think that's where the body of Christ fails. They're always trying to figure out what's going on in somebody else's life when they don't even have their own life straightened out yet. I could be wrong, but I really do believe that's the problem. And so what do? We judge wrong. And we perceive things that aren't really there. And we haven't really looked at God and said, God, if you want me to... I always say, God, if you want me to know what's going on, tell me. If you don't, that's fine. They're yours because I can't handle them. Right? See, that takes an awful lot of burden off of your shoulders, doesn't it? And then you just walk your walk and let God do what He wants to do with those. He will talk to you if you'll listen. And He'll tell you what He's done with the people if you're listening. I don't know about you, but I go before God. If things are going wrong in my house, I go before God and I say, God, how's this going to turn out? He always tells me, and it always does. And he tells me, you just keep your hand out of the mix, because this is how I'm going to do it. But I know a lot of people can't keep their hands out of the mix, because they don't think God knows what he's doing. And so they think he needs help. And he really doesn't. He really doesn't. Aaron, God's saying to you, son of mine, I'm following you as you're following me. I'm holding your hand as you're holding my hand. I am bringing you through this furnace of affliction, son. And I know some days you look around about and you say, God, I'll never make it. But yes, you will, son, because I'm holding you. I'm holding you in my arms and you feel like you can't go another mile. You will make it through this maze, son. This is another test that you had to go through to strengthen you and to make you the man of God that I have called you to be. Stay in the race, son. Do not look to the right nor to the left. Close your ears to the voice of man and open your ears to my voice. And do what I'm asking you to do. You do have a shoulder that you can lean on, son. You are not in this maze all by yourself. So be encouraged this night and look up. Look up, son, for your redemption. It does draw nigh. And I am your father. And I never lead you astray. I will not abandon you. Hold my hand tightly, son. The water's going to get rough for a short season. But son, you won't sink. You won't falter and you won't fall. You will come forth as bright shining gold. You know, you think you're the only ones that fight sometimes, but you know, I taught about hell the other night, and what's happening to me now is I hear the people saying that I'm not a God, that I truly am of the devil, and I just, that wasn't true what I taught. So I'm battling that, you know. The enemy, you know, he keeps bombarding me with that, because ever since I started the ministry, they've all said, "Don't go near her because she's of the devil." But they said that about Jesus too, and he kept on going. And the enemy knows that, you know, I have different areas of my life, and so now he's bombarding me with that, trying to put me into doubt and unbelief. So see, I have to work through my stuff too. It's just not you guys. We're all in this, like God told me, you're not the only one in the boat. We're all in this boat together. We're all called of God to be leaders in the house of God. And so the enemy's after us just like he's after Jesus. So I'm encouraging each one of you tonight, don't be concerned about what the enemy's trying to make you believe. You know what you believe. You know what God's called you forth to be. Now, just be what he's called you forth to be. It right now, at this given time, the enemy's trying to draw people out of the house of God. And he'll come and he'll tell you anything that you'll listen to. So don't allow him. This is when the great falling away is starting to, it's already started, but this is getting greater right now. So it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what people do. If you know that you're called of God and you know you're doing the things of God, then keep on with God. Amen. You don't have to explain yourself to nobody. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. And God said, keep talking. Talking the gospel to anyone who will listen. And God is going to bring us all forth. Now, if you want this anointing, what do you say for the fire and the zeal? Just come on up to the altar. And when he touches you, courage will come upon you, is what he said. And you'll be able to go forth in a new walk, really. Because you're going to be totally, completely changed. Every avenue will be changed in your life. And God said, you have to understand you are not strangers in his kingdom. You're his children. And he knows you by name.
I did bring you forth out of the miry clay. I weep right now because some of you have not decided to follow me. but you still want to stay in the camp of Baal. It is going to bring you much persecution, little ones. It's going to bring you down into Sheol where you don't want to go. I weep over you, but I will not go against your will. Sin is sin, and sin has a terrible price to pay. I so desire that you reach out to me this night and ask me for forgiveness of your sins. I so desire that you turn your back on the wickedness and place your face before my face. I love you, and that is why I weep over you. You are not going to like the seat in hell, but it'll be too late. My word tells you what you're doing is sin, and you must separate yourself from the sin nature that you are in. You must at all costs turn this night and follow me with all of your hearts. I speak to you with a heart of love, not bitterness, not rejection, not hate, but a heart of love. For I do not want you to go where you are going. I want you to come into the heavenly realm and to sit at my feet. You judge others, but you won't look at your own sin. You won't repent and turn from that sin. Therefore, there is nothing that I can do for you. You young children that are here this night, you need to turn from your wicked, sinful ways. You need to repent. Come to my footstool and repent. I will forgive you. I will forgive you. I am a forgiving, loving God.